So the Suda first. Sunday. Okay, so then I'm good for him. Go ahead. Okay, so. Okay, I'm going to say, packet A. Bez Hashem have shir tomorrow, and then the next shir, Bez Hashem, will be at Isru Chag on Tuesday. Okay. Rav Gavi Danieli showed me a tshuva from Jeremiah Morgenstern about spending most Isaac Sofim to get a plane ticket to go to Oman for Rosh Hashanah. So I'm working on that on that tshuva.
Are we going to have another packet?
We'll see. This might be an emergency packet that might be brought into this. I never thought of that before. Okay. So yesterday we were showing all the shitas that are from the camp of that my six sofim has to be for aniyim. Dafka for aniyim, and maybe for things that are gemilos chesed type things could also be included in, you know, official gemilos chesed things, but dafka for aniyim. And that's the Mariel, and then we saw the Netziv's idea that maybe Aniyim and Talmud Torah. And that's because he says there's an aspect of Maaseh Sheni to Maaseh Kesafim, even though one could say that's not the Pshat, that the Pshat in Talmud Torah is just for Aniyim, but not necessarily that there's a separate category of... But there are opinions that seem to say that mitzvahs in general could be under the category of my six suffering. So mitzvahs that you have an exact chiyuv on, but other types of mitzvahs. So let's see in the Taz. On Sifkat Aleph on page 1. So the Mariel says what Ein Lasos Ma'aseh Shelo Dover Mitzvah Gneiros Beis Knesses Rakinenu Laniyim. That's the Mariel. So says the Taz Rakinenu Laniyim. Culture came the fro behem misim the osir. Because you can't, if you have a tax, communal tax that you have to pay a certain thing for, so then that's for sure you can't use for most meiser because that's a chova. You're taxed, so you have an obligation. So whenever there's an obligation, you can't fulfill your obligation with most meiser kesafim.
Some of the tax was
Right. Even though some of the tax is going for good things, right? But say the community needs the upkeep of this and the upkeep of that and this fund and that fund. So even though some of it is going for good things, but now that those good things are a chova on you, so that's the idea that whenever it's a chova on you, so then it can't come from. Right. That's the question. Maybe, and even for the tax that goes for the yeshivas, maybe not. We'll have to see more about the concept of chinuch and things like that in the future. But that's what he's saying here. Culture came to throw behind me sim the osir. The osir avagav the isim parakam the basra, first parak above basra, safil masha umasa olam, notably mizroa. In other words, things that the umas ha'olam make you pay, or you usurp from you. Nefshav v'tztaka, mikol mokum, mikri ze parei cholom min atztaka. So whenever there's coercion involved, either proper coercion or improper coercion, you can't use maisa. Teda dagam b'masha olam zan bonav haktanim. I'm reading Perek Narish in the spot of Zahavi Mechal Ozi Tzedakah Mechal Eis. Kitzavdang Zodzi Odom Maisa Shalol Ozen Bono Faktanim. In other words, for your little children, so that might be considered Tzedakah, but that might be considered a Chova. We'll have to learn specifically about what the relationship with your children are. We'll grab you this. But he says he doesn't think it's mustaber that you can use meiser to support bana haktanim. But we have to see. We're going to have a separate shiur just on that. Well, in your liknos mitzvos, the beis haknesses. So the concept of liknos mitzvos. You know, I remember that when I was as a kid in the Landau Stiebel in Flatbush, fit of dollar for the mitzvos. $8 for the mitzvahs. You know, they would auction off the mitzvahs. That means that you bought all the mitzvahs, all the aliyahs, and the hagba, and the glila, and then you can decide who you want to get, that should get it. And then you give it to the shul. You know, you auction off the mitzvahs. So the idiot liknos mitzvahs, the beis haknesses, the most mice, and nearly the mishas knias hamitzvahs, hayadaito alzer, shari. So he starts with a new idea, which is we're going to see in Poskim, that if when you had in mind when you were bidding that you're going to use Meiser to buy the mitzvahs, and that was your initial thought, then it's mutter. The Hamos Letzdaka Ozil, because it's going for the shul. It's going for the shul. But so he says, and this is an idea that if your original thought was to use it meiser ksofim to when they're selling the mitzvahs in shul, like I told you, like in Landau shul, $5 for the mitzvahs, $8 for the mitzvahs. So you're buying the mitzvahs, you're buying all the aliyahs, and you decide who gets the aliyah. You're buying all the hagbas and galilas, so. And you have in mind, you're bidding with, you know, Maisek Sofim. This could be relevant for, you know, Simchas Torah. And you're, you know. So he's saying that if you had in mind that you could use Maisek Sofim, then you could. Afshehu Nena. Even though you, like Rav Abadi always tells me, that Maisek Sofim is dafka when you're not Nena from using it for something, Taz Aleph. That you're not nena from, but he says, even though you are nena, why? Mashem chabal likro hachem sefer Torah. Because you're now getting the shlita to decide who gets which aliyah. So that's your hanah, that you can be mechabit whoever you want. Ein ze isser, sherei b'chol maisi yesh tovas hanah l'bailam. Because the fact that the tovas hanah, that you're the tovas hanah means like, I can decide which kohen gets the truma, so I decide which kohen gets the aliyah. So that's a certain tovas hanah. So he says that's okay. The tovas hanah, that type of hanah of tovas hanah, that you're not getting anything, but you're getting the hanah that you're deciding who gets the truma, who gets the aliyah. So that you could do even with real maaseh. So then you could use my sixofim. Masha enkein im mishas kniyas hamitzvus lones kavein lite mi maiser. But if originally when he's bidding, he says he wants he's had in mind his own money, and then he wins the auction. So now he has a chova to pay, and now he says, "Oh, you know what? I have an idea. Maybe I'll use the my sixofim money." So he says, then you can't do it. Tachach and Rotsal from Maisa have like a Parech over Maisa, Kain Nerali Bezeh. So that's the Taz. He says you can use it for other mitzvahs, Maisik Safim, and not for Aniyim. if that was your original intent when you. But if you obligated yourself without having in mind Ma'asik Safim, and now you create an obligation for yourself, and now you say, oh, hey, I have an idea. I want to, you know, pay it with the money. Now I owe this money that I bid for the Aliyah, for whatever. So then you can't. Because of Adrisha Mashem Chuvas, Moreno Harav Menachem. So Moreno Harav Menachem says, Shemutu Litei Menamaisi Elias Balbris. It's interesting, those days they would auction off who's going to be the Sandak. You know, it's not like today you decide who's going to be your Sandak. You know. There's a man, somebody who I'm close with told me that, you know, he has a Baruch Hashem, a lot of sons. So his opinion is that for one of his sons, he wants to be the Sandak. For, you know, usually you don't do that. And your own sons you give other people. But he says, you know, Mechabit himself to be the son of the Sandak. So he said, he told me I should do that too. I'm you know, that's not my thing. Get other people to, you know. Sometimes you make someone a Sandak because this way you make Shalom. Because if you pick this one, you can't pick these. So to pick this other person, you know, make Shalom. No one will have a taina. It's a lot of, that's why whenever somebody has a boy, there's a lot of pressure as soon as the boy is born. When they have a girl, there's no pressure. Then you can, you know, make a kiddush whenever you want, and, you know, and then, you know, get them married off one of these days. But a boy, you have to make sure to, you know, get the moil right, get the Shalom Zohar on the way. So in those days, the Sandakos was up for grabs, which is interesting. That means that the father doesn't necessarily have unless he consented this, or this was just the minag, you know, hamakom, but that they would auction the sandakos of a bris. And then it would probably go to the shul, unless...
Maybe they just would auction it off like stop, but it's always given to whoever
You know, in the Syrian community, my mother is a Turkish Jew. We're Turkish Jews from Turkey. Not Syrian, we're Turkish. But one of our cousins married into the Syrian community. So I guess they accepted a Turk into the Syrian community. So we went to a Pidyon Haben once, a couple of years ago. I took my son Yisrael Pilkas, we went. So what they do is, you're right, after they give the coin for the Pidyon Haben, the 5 coins, they auction off the coins for thousands of dollars. You know, this coin will auction off $1,000 for Hatzolah. This will go another $1,000 for real money that they auction off. So it was an interesting experience to watch how the auction... You know, this is in a Syrian community, so there's real money, and there's real, you know, it's interesting.
You have told the auction
on there. Yeah. So, Rav Rabbeinu Menachem, Mutalite Mena Maiselius Balbris. So, in other words, if you want to be a Balbris, you want to be a Sandik or something like that, so you could bid for it and pay with Ma'asik Safim, and the money will go to the shul, or meaning like this. Today, who's the untafor? Who walks down with the parents? The parents. Or if you're real Hasidish, then the two fathers, the mothers, but the parents. But in those days, it wasn't necessary. It wasn't a foregone conclusion that the parents gonna you could pay for it, and then you could get the you know, you could walk down someone else's kid because you paid for the keyboard. It's a keyboard, you know. So he wants the shemutu lite min amaisa leos balbriso lachnis chasa lakupa, literally lachnis lakupa. O liknos svarim lilmod behem ulashilam lacherim lilmod behem. or you could buy Sfarim to learn, to and lend them. Umomhem im lo, next page. Haya yichol v'yado, lo ya oser hamitzvah. So that's Rabbeinu Menachem. It says that you can do that. If you would, you can't afford the Sfarim. So you can buy Sfarim with the Maisik Safim. One second. It says, Venir Ali, the Kishakona Ba'ado Sefer, Tzarech Lichtov Alav Shazom Ben HaMaisa, L'man Yedu Banav, Davrzev, Lo Yakzikuhu Lahem. In other words, so she's right in the Sefer, that this Sefer was bought with Maisik Safim. So then one day, when the son inherits the book, he has to realize that this Sefer he has a chovah to lend out. So this is the shita of the other side, that we're allowing things that are not necessarily for aniyim. This is the Rabbeinu Menachem, and we're going to allow for aniyim. That's one thing, and then this idea that you have to have your initial kavana. If you're drawing a mitzvah, if you have your initial kavana to use Maisik Safim, it's also good. But if you had kavana to use your own money when you obligated yourself, and then later on you say, oh, you know what, I think... In other words, he's saying, even though you could have initially used the Maisik Safim money, but once you convey in your mind that you're using your own money, now you have to use your own money. And you can't say, and with that you created the obligation, and now you can't say, oh, I have this chov now, oh, I have an idea, I'll pay with the maaser, and that you could have used. But if you're a maril person, you wouldn't accept this idea, and the maril says only faniyim. Unless, one second, the Ber HaGola, we always quote this Ber HaGola, so they point out that the Ber HaGola is saying, see, the Baragola is saying Pshat in the shitas that you could use for mitzvahs. He's saying that's only mitzvahs that are not chov, right? So some claim that he's saying that to say that even the Mariel would agree to that. He says, "Ein lasas b'matzah shlo dvar mitzvah." So he's right in the Ramah. See, I didn't cop this, but the Achrona point out the Ber HaGola's comment is on the Ramah. So what the Ber HaGola wants to say is that he wants to say pshat in the Ramah, in the Mariel, that the Mariel only meant in other words, he's bringing everyone over to the mitzvah side. That even the Mariel will allow other mitzvahs. It provided that it's not a mitzvah, that it's a chovah, and that's a mitzvah. So it's not a mitzvah that's a chovah, the mitzvah you want to do, even the Mariel would agree. And the Mariel only means to say not to do mitzvah shel chovah. That's the Ber HaGola. Others don't like this Ber HaGola because they want to say, you want to say the Ber HaGola, say it, but don't bring the Mariel into this. Don't bring the Mariel into this, because if you look in the Mariel, I think Chasam Sofer points this out, and others, that the Mariel says, Yitnen al aniyim, it's not because the mitzvahs that he's trying to exclude, even mitzvahs that are not chovahs, Mariel would say not to. Is the Chiddush of the Ber HaGola, because the point of the Ber HaGola, where the circle is by the word mitzvah in the Ramah, and that's what the circle is in the Ber HaGola, is he's catching up the Mariel, the Ber HaGola. And so the others, I think the Chasam Sofer and others, say that no, you want to say it in the Rabbeinu Menachem, but don't try to say that the Mariel would agree if it's a mitzvah that's not chiyuv, then the Mariel would agree you could also use it as a mitzvah. No, the Mariel is anim, he's only anim. And then you do have another shita, you have the Rav Rabbeinu Menachem, who says what he says, but don't bring the Mariel into this. That's how the Achronim who want to argue with the Ber HaGola. Because the Chiddush of the Ber, I always used to think the Chiddush of the Ber HaGola is that he's saying for other mitzvahs it's okay. You don't need the Ber HaGola for that. We have the Rabbeinu Menachem for that. So what's the chiddush of the Be'er HaGola? The chiddush of the Be'er HaGola, the Achronim point out, is he's saying it within the Mariel. That you could use it for other mitzvahs, provided they're not mitzvahs chiyuvi. But the others point out, when you look at the lashon of the Mariel, it's not mashma that way. It nenolaniim means because you can't use it for any mitzvahs. Not only mitzvahs chova, like pidyon haben, you know, that would be like the best example of mitzvah chova. Because the other mitzvahs are not so pashut. You know, you want to buy tefillin for your son. So is that a mitzvah chova? Yeah, it's a chova to put on tefillin. But who says he has to own his own tefillin? Right? Now, there's pidyon haben, you have to pay money. The mitzvah is to pay the money. Tefillin, you know, obviously it's a nuisance if your son won't have his own tefillin. But that's convenience. But that doesn't mean that there's a chova.
So if I buy another kid, an oni kid's getting, an oni kid's getting bar mitzvah, could I, as Moshmeister, give him that he should buy his own?
Right.
So could I do that?
Torah.
Right? So you're saying that for my kid, there's only two components of that, the own stone, so then if I should be able to use my Meister, then it's not for Yahovah to use my money to buy his own.
To buy
my
own son, yeah. No, because if he's an ani and your son's not an ani,
why is my? You're saying it's not my chiyuv to buy him tefillin, just he should put it on tefillin. So
right.
But he wants tefillin. Why
he wants
he not tefillin like everyone else has tefillin?
Right.
Right. So then, before I should be able to use my most meister.
According to the Mariel?
Yeah, because why is he gara from the other kid?
One second. So if you say like the Mariel, it's only for Aniyim, and we assume Aniyim means all the Tzrochim, but I'm not an Ani.
But this is not for Rehovo. And this is my kidneys.
It's not for Rehovo, but if you hold only on him,
but it's not my kid to guide for my kid. So my kid has to buy it.
Unless you say your son is an oni.
Yeah, my kid doesn't have money to buy it. And he says, my kid is to buy the tefillin, and I'm not an oni.
If you say your son is an oni. The question is, what's the status of children who are being supported by the...
There's a problem. You have a few for
in other words, what's the story? We'll have to see in a future packet. What's the story of a child who's being supported by his parents? Say, like in America, we're supporting your parents, who knows till when, but say certainly till before they're married, maybe if they marry even more, but okay, but at least...
do you say that the chiyuv that Koreah Hovo, fine, that's Koreah Hovo, it's my chiyuv.
Right,
sure.
But if you hold this a din of ani, then it's only because you're assuming that your son is an ani. Right. So that's the din. In other words, so does that take him out of the category of an ani? Understand? Somebody could decide that they want to give matanos levyonim to your kid, and he could be
kid.
Forget your own kid. So someone wants to have matanos levyonim. I'll give him. The kid doesn't work. He goes to school. Everything is taken care of by his parents. But Lamaisa,
if there's an ani who's already getting money in, so he's not an ani.
Right.
So he has.
So maybe. So if you assume your kid is not an ani, right? Because you're supporting him, so then it's not so pasha that you could. If you hold like the Mariel, it's not so pasha you could buy tefillin.
If there are two guys, forget about the parents, and one guy just says, "I'm buying a bunch every day," right? So then you're right. So then that kid already has some.
He has it. Right, so he's not an army.
But if one day the guy says, "Hey, he has to buy a lunch," he doesn't have to buy a lunch, right? And right now I don't have my lunch, and he's not here today. So then for that day he is an army, and that day he will buy him his lunch, right?
Right.
So if my kid wants his filling, who's going to buy him his filling?
You'll buy him.
But if someone else will say, I'll buy him.
You'll buy the tefillin. But that doesn't mean that you could use most places. Something with it. Okay, we'll talk more. But
this Taz and the Rebbeinu Menachem, I didn't say two very different things. Is the Taz saying that since the money is also a stucker anyway, That's what the Tazalash is. Also, Sakha is a man that gives him a much nicer. Because, like, the destination of the money is to stop
him. Right.
Binyam and Hakam is he saying it, or is he saying that even if the destination of the money is not to stop him, the destination of the money is to a yachid? I'm paying you because I want to walk your kid down to this Sakha. You don't know any, but that's a mitzvah. I want that skos. So then I could use them both myself for that, even though the destination of the money is not.
Right. No, that's right. So Menachem is supposedly saying the mitzvahs.
And the Taz, even though he says by mitzvahs, it's only mitzvahs because the money
that,
is going to.
Well, that could be an afterthought.
I don't know. He says,
Right. In other words, that would make that at least it should have go with stock.
But Menachem doesn't start all of that.
Right. He's a mitzvah.
Right. Pure.
Pure. Because once you have the intent, then that's what created the. Now you have the chov. So now you have a chov because you bought the mitzvahs. And now you have to fulfill the chov. So if your original intent was to do that, so then you were creating the chov only on manas that you're going to pay with the Maisik Sofim, so then you can pay with the Maisik Sofim.
And if not, you couldn't.
If not, then you created the chov already and then you can't. Yeah. Let me show you something, Rabbi Tuckman, you want to see in the Orach Laner on page 15. So the Bikur Yaakov on page 15, that's the Aruch Laner. That's the classics from Yilat Sukkah this year. So we did some pieces from the Bikur Yaakov. That's like one of the classics. It's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah on every page in the Mishnah Berurah. I think Reb David Leibowitz, Reb Henoch Leibowitz of Chavetz Chaim, Reb David Leibowitz, a nephew of Chavetz Chaim, so he was involved in Sukkah. For the Mishnah, writing Sukkah, part of the Mishnah Berurah. That was his, his contribution. Yeah. Well, that's clear that the Mishnah Berurah was not written by the Chafetz Chaim solely. That's in the biography of his son, where he says, "Why is there the stira between this Mishnah Berurah and that Mishnah Berurah?" It's very simple. That siman was written by my father. The other siman was written by my brother. So very simple. Those that are my Shia know that I always say over the Dvar Shmuel. The Dvar Shmuel says, Shmuel is Shmuel Abu Haf, he was a Kadmon. And he says that the same thing by the Shulchan Aruch. That the Shulchan Aruch was not written by Rabbi Yosef Karo solely. The Beis Yosef was written. But then when it came to the Shulchan Aruch, he gave it out. You do this Simanim, you'll do these Simanim, and that's why there's so many contradictions. Not everyone likes what he said, but he's a kadmon. So, I'm very into that. I'm very into the Dvar Shmuel.
Did
Rabbi
like that?
Rabbi Avadi Yosef? Did not like that. Rabbi Avadi Yosef did not like that. Because Rabbi Avadi Yosef is like mechaber. Like he's into mechaber. So it would be... even against what the Midrash, I'll give you an example, which, what the halacha is, you're supposed to put the mezuzah in the bottom top third of your door. Right? That's halacha. So what if it's a very tall door? So it's going to be the bottom of the top third. It's going to be very high. So the Shach quotes the Yerushalmi and Megillah, so you put it shoulder height. That's what the Shach says. But that's not quoted in Mechaber, that halacha. So the Midrash Olam is to follow the Shach. But Rav Avadi Yosef writes the truth, but it's not the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't make such a distinction. So he says, even the tall ones has to be the top third. This is a big thing, because the Maisa, if you do it lower than the top third and you're not supposed to, then you're not Yotze. So
the Yerushalmi says the minhag olam is defiled by Rav Avadi Yosef in Mechaber, 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 and it's not in the Mechaber. So he doesn't.
Don't lose anything
by
putting it up.
We're putting it. No, it could be. You mean? No, it could be the Yerushalmi holds that the Beaker, then you won't be. You won't. I don't know. Would the Yerushalmi say you won't be Yotze? I don't know. Because there is a halacha in the mezuzah, you're supposed to be able to see the mezuzah. Rav Abadi said to me a chiddush. He said to me that really it's one halacha. In other words, the bottom of the top third and the shoulder height is all the same. I always used to think it's two separate tracks. You have your regular door track is the bottom of the top third, and then you have your tall track. So two different tracks. So he said, no, it's all the same halacha. It's that it should be noticeable when you're walking in. So that's why that the bottom of the top third is just a hashara of where your shoulder height is. So it's not like this two separate dinim. And the Chazanish held that way also. Chazanish, in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu, says the Chazanish wasn't so machmir about the bottom of the top third. His thing was shoulder height, and that was what he was. So I saw someone else to say it as well. Okay, but then we're getting off the topic. Yeah.
If I always incarnate something, it's my most nicer. Right? Every day I buy into his needs. So do you say that I can't get my most nicer anyway because he always has one supporting him? Well, me.
Right.
But I'm doing it because the most nicer. Do you say no? But I mean, do you say that?
You mean he loses his. I mean,
the cat right. Fouls his tail? Meaning, I'm using my instrument to support him. He said no, but now it's not earning it.
Right, but you're clapping your relationship with him, he's an oni. Because if you wouldn't be supporting him, he'd be an oni, so you can use it. But he's now taking care for someone else.
That's what I just described.
Means
that, why can't that be a parent and a kid?
You mean the parent can say, I'm going to stop.
Meaning, it's me.
It's you. That's why he's not an oni.
Right. See, I can't use it. He has someone supporting him. You.
But take a look. Take a look at page 15 in the Bikur Yaakov. So he says like this. V'avtabrinun b'yordei eshabudu lasas mitzvahs b'maisa shalom according to that sheet of the Rabbeinu Menachem. He thinks the mitzvahs have to be, it can't just be like a lulav, it has to be something, a mitzvah that we would call staka. Right? You're buying the mitzvahs of Beis Knesses. So it's not an oni, the shul is not an oni, but it's a question, like when the Gabbai makes the Misha Beirach and he makes for Tzedaka and you give it to the shul. So the Pashup Shad is, we assume that's okay, but technically is that Tzedaka or does that mean Aniyim? I once asked the Gabbai in the Lower East Side, when he says, Mamoshi takes Tzedaka, what does he mean? That after the So technically Tzedaka could mean Aniyim. But he's saying that even those that, his chiddush is, that even those that want to say that you can use this for mitzvahs, it means mitzvahs that there's some idea of giving to a needy something. Like, a shul doesn't have a din of an ani. A shul, but it still has a din that it needs support. So it's not an ani, but that's like similar. Ki'ilu, the shul is, so he thinks that even the Rabbeinu Menachem wouldn't necessarily say, I don't know, I could buy my shmur matzes with the... Yeah, but because the Sfarim, the Ani needs to learn.
Okay.
The Ani needs to learn, so you can buy the Sfarim and lend it out for those that can't.
You're really buying because...
You want it, but it has to be some... But you don't say you can buy it and keep the Sfarim. No. That's why the whole thing from that sieve from yesterday is not so pashut. That it's a din, they're two dinim in Talmud Torah. It's pashut, it's all one din of ani. And then the ani is not only ani to eat, but the ani to learn too. So the whole nitziv with the ma'aser, you know, that whole shtickle from yesterday is.
Is
he saying in the Rabbeinu Menachem also? He says, well, he's saying, Avraham Yerushalmi 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 the Rabbeinu Menachem Shita. Kaliknos mitzvahs b'vesek desis, shahamol holech lehektish. Right? So now that money is going to the shul. So the shul is hektish. So even though it's not an ani, you don't call the shul an ani, but the shul is hektish. So that's similar to an ani. So he thinks that, you know, you shouldn't take it too far to think that you can do any mitzvahs that you want. V'shar dvarim she'elo barak tovos hanayim shach taz v'loshi emutu liknos most ma'aser esrog v'lulav v'tfilin v'chadomah. Words, we're talking about esrog for you, tefillin for you, your tefillin.
And what will the chasm there?
Yeah, so that's going to that money is going to go to the.
You have to
Yeah, like, where's the money going to? The shul.
I would say it goes to the family of the chasm.
Okay, maybe for the chasm if they need, but also that's. but when he says lulav tefillin, doesn't mean. It means your lulav and your tefillin, but in Inochanami, an ani's tefillin and an ani's lulav, that would be fine, according, you know, even maybe according to the Maril. Right, this comes up every year. I'm usually from the collectors of Matanos Lavionim Oschitim, so we'll have a separate packet of this, but Matanos. Matanos Avyonim is a chova. So that has to be from your own money. That's in Shulchan Aruch. We'll see that halacha. Whereas Mos Chitim, as Rabbi Bari told me once, Mos Chitim is just a minute, so then you can use for Mos Masik Safin money. But it's interesting that, you know, that Hasag I know from collecting. For Matanos Avyonim Oschitim, so Matanos Avyonim does better because people know they have to fulfill a chova. They have that mindset. If the chova have to do it, so they do it. If Chazal would have made Moschitim a chova, as my wife said, she doesn't understand why they didn't make Moschitim a chova. People need more money for Pesach than they do for you know. Someone called me yesterday. They need money for, you know, you need money for Shavuos also. Someone called me yesterday. They need so we. I was able to get him money for Shavuos. You know, you need money. 3 day younger needs money for Shavuos. Yeah. So if we take most myself, him remember I'm all. Should Misha Yadav a second stop of Me'eril Misha Befaris of if Ha'anit Mimos Tachy Shalom. For example, Chavod of, so if we take Mimos Shalom Dafka. Okay, that's okay. So that's what he says. And if you look in the Leket Yosher, the Leket Yosher is of Yosef Bar Moshe, who's known to be a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. On page 13, I show you the Shar block. Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim, even though someone wrote a whole article discussing whether the authenticity of the Leket Yosher. There's a whole discussion in the people who. Was he really a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim? Who really wrote it? Was, you know, one of these articles. That's right. But I don't know, it's generally an accepted sefer, the Leket Yosher, except for this person who wrote this article. In like a from journal, you know, not saying that all the ones are not from, but I mean, not a scholarly. I didn't mean to say that scholarly is not from, but I just meant to say that, you know what I mean, a Hamisha type of journal. They have this thing on the Leket Yosher. So you want to see, if you have if it interests you, I could show it to you in the library. Oh. Yeah.
So he writes here, on the line that begins with Uvachad, you know, like five lines from the bottom. Umitchila, he says, Kishihiske lite maise, tsarek lahachnos. Shiite hamaise lechol dvar mitzvah. That's what we're going to see, there's a chasam sofer like that. In other words, you could start making a t'nai. I'm giving my fixofen, but I make a t'nai that I should be able to use it for chol dvar mitzvah. But he says, we come back from Ein Roshay Liknos Vimenu Lo Talis, Lo Tfilin, Lo Esrog. Avopidim Yirtzer Hu Yotzei Be'esrog Shokal. So it's not a real, it's not a Dover Shokova really to have my own Esrog. I mean, we're spoiled. We live in America that everyone has their own. The old days, there was one Esrog for the whole city. Rav Moshe Feinstein had to use the same Esrog for 4 or 5 years. Rabbi Yagid always used to say, Rabbi Tenla, say over, the Rav Moshe preserved his Esrog for several years, the same Esrog. Because we get a different Esrog every year, and everyone in the shul not only gets a new Esrog every year, and a nice Esrog. You know, so we're, but Lamaisa, you don't have to, you can have one Esrog for the whole community. So why do I have to have an Esrog? So it's not a Dover Shemachova. So what's the problem? So then it should be okay. Because he said you can use the Dvar Mitzvah. So he says, Mishum Shehem Dvarim Shal Yerusha. What does that mean?
Inheritance.
And therefore? I think it means because this is something that you're going to own. This is your thing. Because a mitzvah means I can do a mitzvah that at the end of the day I'm not owning something in the end. You know, in other words, I'm giving there's some cause in the community that Yosom needs some cause in the community. So I'm giving money. It's nothing to do with, and say some cause in the community, not for an oni, but some communal need. But in the end, and it's not necessarily my community. It's and it's not on either. There was a, you know. So then you make it tonight, then it's okay. That's the Chasam Sofer. I think maybe he even quotes this. Chasam Sofer has a famous tshuva about that. That's part of Rabbi Shemeyer's tshuva about whether you can use my sixofim to buy a ticket to go to Uman, and he discusses this Chasam Sofer about. Yeah, well, great to see you.
What is the next one? Are you both Hider Esrog?
The neighbor's Hider Esrog?
Even a nice Esrog for the Beis HaKnesses, not just a basic Esrog.
Hider Esrog, the neighbor's for Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, okay. Different opinions about whether you should go to Oman for Rosh Hashanah or not.
Okay. When he says Hider Esrog, he means
is that a separate thing? Hider Esrog for himself and Neiris Lebeis HaKnesses, or is that one Hider Esrog for Neiris Lebeis HaKnesses? I don't know.
Hider for himself, and that's for himself.
Right. In other words, maybe the question is the basic price of an Esrog he'll pay. Say an Esrog you need $40, you get an Esrog, not a regular Esrog. Then you pay $70, you'll get a nice. So the extra $30 could he take from.
That's sort of communal versus personal.
Yeah.
Is
that what he said? How do you learn? Yeah, let's
see. That's on the Rehovah, right? But I could spend
even the $70 for the Shul Esrog. I don't know if you can spend the $40.
How do you read this line? That's what we're discussing. We also liknos mimenu hider esrog v'neiros lebeis. Is hider esrog also going to the Beis HaKnesses, or hider esrog for himself and neiros lebeis? Are those two separate things, or it's hider esrog v'neiros lebeis HaKnesses?
Well,
you think it's one thing? That's what he said. I thought maybe it's two things.
Then what's the esrog? Then why should I all of a sudden be allowed to buy something that's personal, like myself?
Right, because the thing that if you look in the Marshag on page 7, he has a tshuva about Kibaldi Mikhtovah Asher Shom Lashas Ezek Karen Kayemis Latolis Nishmas Aviv. He wants to make a tzedakah fund in memory of his father. So could he use Mos Meiser? Chaynish Yichalek HaPeris Mimos Halalu Lanim B'yom HaYortzei Shal Aviv. That's what was a note to the Lord, the Avim name of the Meiser Ksofim Chiyuvuhu Mikol Mokam Shapir Dami Shiatovus Hanohu Ala Ba'ilam V'gam Mos Meiser V'kem Shamos Yichalek Lanim V'yafsidu Anim Klub. So he says that, and the old man Zom Zetolim im Shnei Hadvarim, the Sinus Moos Maisek Sofim Lassos Keren Kamus Latolus Aviv Hem Chiyuvim Meikar Adin O In Shnei Hem Chiyuvim Rak Yochol Yosecha Meishen In Rakid Mitzvah. Bekitzer, his approach is that Akushna the Milsi writes on the left side, Iker Maisek Sofim Enochi of Gomer Meikar Adin Rakid Mitzvah Shol Mitzvah Stachet. He thinks the whole thing is just the Hid Mitzvah. And it's not a chiyuv. And he says, "Raya lezeb yishasha omru she'ena olam nitzhar b'zeh." On the left side, "Hafila yireim zulus eza yichili skula." I guess in his time, now people got more into it. But he said, in his time, the Tavrei Jayin Beis, he said, "Yichili skula did it." So why is that? Because it's only a hidden mitzvah, ba'alma. Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I always tell people. You know, people here in the yeshiva are getting newly married, they're getting supported by their parents, and they want to give maaser. I mean, they don't have money for themselves. They barely. So in Mestaber, they should treat it like a hidden mitzvah. Then when they become wealthy, then they can start talking about it. But now they have nothing. They don't work. The parents are paying their rent. They're paying this. They're paying that. And then they should be giving. So I think, Rashefa mentioned the different sheetahs, but I think for these people, they should view it as Midas Chasidus, and therefore, and they should not be doing this Midas Chasidus necessarily at this point of their lives.
It's 10% either way, though.
Right.
It's always 10%, it's always the same 10%. So, if you give 10%, I can't, obviously, if you have exactly an amount of money that you can pay for food, it's fine, but. If you're making only
$1,000
a month, then
you're
still only giving $100.
Point
is, it doesn't. Even if you're
right.
Making money,
you
still be like.
Depends how much money you're making and how,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
For other, you know. It's
right. They mean exactly.
I think the idea is that most people don't realize that there are different sheetahs. Most people think, oh, this is a chiyuv, because that's how in certain communities they seemingly present it to people that it's a chiyuv. So people think it's a chiyuv. So they don't even realize that there are different shitas that might not be a chiyuv. And maybe, like the Mashak says, maybe the Iker Deya is that it's just a minhag or a midas chasidus or no chiyuv, not even a chiyuv midrabban. Which is very mistaber to me. The more I, you know. But if a person wants to do it, so he wants to know what's the chiyuvim, that's a different story. And then one last tshuva here we'll see in the Arugas Habosam on page 3. So this is the tshuva he taught to also. This is part of that discussion of Uber, and he says, Al dash she also in Russia mochti b'mos ma'aseh al tosa derel kabel p'nei rabo. He wants it for kabel p'nei rabo. So could he use? He says hine nabolas p'nei rabo imhu mitzadike emes. If he's tzadike emes, so v'adai mitzvah discovery. He achas mikayeg mitzvahs. Where it's one of the tayeg mitzvahs. What? This is as if he dabek b'chachami mitamideim. Yeah, so this is part of the discussion. So then it's a mitzvah.
Meaning, if one of the bit seem like a thousand, I mean, that's, everything is starting. We're starting with the thousand.
The Mariel to bring him on the Taza side, and he says, you know, he only meant the mitzvah shchiyuv that you can't do, which the Chasam Sofer says, yeah, but if you read the Mariel, you see that it's not true what the Beir Hagolah says, because of the head yet tabishum the ma'aseh shayach laniim shum kol mashi yafrish having b'meila laniim b'lap kol kamine lasos b'meila mitzvah el shelo sham chiluk acher. So the Chasam Sofer says, im eikara hisna b'tchilas hisnadet sheyuchol lasos b'meila mitzvah. If originally you say, in other words, that's the Chasam Sofer's big thing. You can make a Tanai when you originally, and this you obviate the whole issue. You make a Tanai that I'm a Kabbal Maisa Shady, but only that I could follow the Maram's Shita. Maril Mairi Shahidi, and he says, and the Maril is talking about when he didn't make the Tanai, and he was knowing to give it to Aniyim. Right, Zem Maram Boda Lamario. Right, and gave another nunsha, his nag, the old Mahafish, the Mais and Sarchadim. So the Mela, you can't do differently. So now, we call Mokam nearly the Hatzdik and Hatzadik and Mikar Baal Ber Hagola. This really much because Mario Atamishum, the Mais and Sarchadim, the Lav Kokimine, and the Dabu Mais and Shkabar Hifrish. So he wants, in other words, Chasam Sofer says the Miragol is not right, and so you have to use the Dafka for Aniyim if you hold on, but the Mariel will be Moda, you can make it tonight, which is also a Chiddush. Like we talk about, it's also a Chiddush. Each one wants the Miragol wants to say, well, the Mariel only meant you can't use it for Mitzvahs Chiyuvis. And he says he doesn't buy that. So then the Chasam Sofer makes this Chiddush and you can make it tonight. You can make it tonight. So the Arugas Abosim has his own thing. He says, if you were mafrish the Meiser already, so then farzochu bo aniyim. Avol the Meiser shadai lo hifrish, then you can't say that. So if you were mafrish al das, so this is sort of what the Taz says. You know, you had in mind from the beginning. Al das likat mimenu la mitzvah. Whereas if you want to buy a mitzvah with it, you want to buy tefillin with it or something like that, and when you mafrish the money, you had in mind, I'm going to buy my son's tefillin for that, so then in a chanami. Even if you normally, in other words, Chasam Sofer says, if you did it already, that your minhag was always to give it faniyim, you have to give faniyim. He says, no, every hafrasha is nidam b'fnei atzma. That's his chiddush. Every hafrasha is nidam b'fnei atzma. So even if you gave it to the aniyim originally, but now you want to do this hafrasha for your son's tefillin, for your son's, for your lulav, whatever, so as long as it's not a mitzvah shabacholva, then you should be able to do that. That's his chiddush.
Anyone who holds a tonight that you can make a tonight, are they basically holding it's not a deraisa? How can you, right, exactly.
So that's what some say. There's someone in the packet that says that. That it's mistaber that I think the Tshuva Me'ava maybe says that. That it's mistaber that if you could say these things, you make it tonight, this way, that way, you're not holding that it's a real kova. Okay, so these are a very interesting discussion here of what's the mitzvah shita. Till now we've been discussing the aniyim only shita, now we're discussing the mitzvah only shita and how far that extends. Okay, very good. And by Rosh Hashanah time we should figure out